Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff. I'm your friendly neighborhood host, Lauren Vogelbaum, here with a classic episode from our former host, Christian Sager. This one seeks to answer a question that plagues pizza dippers and wing eaters alike. What on earth is ranch flavor?
Hey, Brainstuff, this is Christian Sager. If you have spent time in the U.S. or Canada, then you have heard of ranch dressing. It was invented by a guy named Steve Henson in the late 40s to the early 50s when he worked as a plumbing contractor in Alaska. In the 50s, he and his wife moved near Santa Barbara, where they opened the Hidden Valley Dude Ranch. Sounds cool, right? Visiting guests liked the ranch itself, but they loved Steve's salad dressing. Eventually, the Hensons just started selling that, and the rest is history. Since 1992, ranch salad dressing has been the most popular dressing in the U.S. But ranch isn't a flavor, right? Okay, people outside of the U.S. and Canada, thanks for bearing with me through the history lesson, but you may have tasted ranch flavoring before, just under a different name. In the Netherlands, for instance, Cool Ranch Doritos are called Cool American Doritos. That weird American flavor you see advertised in the grocery store, that's ranch. And the main taste in ranch is buttermilk. I know, but it's not quite that simple. Otherwise, people would just pour buttermilk on stuff, right? The original ranch recipe also includes mayonnaise, parsley, pepper, salt, a little thyme, garlic, onion powder, and MSG. It's a dairy-heavy recipe, which means the original version doesn't keep very well. And that means, in turn, the famous ranch dressing flying off shelves today is not the same stuff that Steve was whipping up for his guests. Instead, the result is some heady, complicated work by the eggheads at Clorox. Yes, that Clorox. They bought Hidden Valley in 1972. They had a huge problem, though. You can't just plop bottles of buttermilk and mayo on an unrefrigerated shelf and hope for the best. So they started tinkering around with the recipe, practicing the arcane art of food science. They needed something that still pretty much tasted like Steve's recipe, but was shelf stable, meaning it could sit around on a truck or in a grocery store long enough for customers to find and buy it. The details of Clorox's work remain secret, but it is a safe bet that Steve's original recipe didn't include things like calcium disodamine ethyl leodiacinda. I can't even say this word. It's safe to say that he didn't do it. By 1983, they'd cooked up a version of ranch that could stay on shelves for up to 150 days. The first four ingredients of modern ranch dressing are vegetable oil, water, egg yolk, and sugar. You'll also see disodium phosphate, xanthan gum, and the ever-popular calcium disodium. Sounds good, right? And if you ask food reviewers like J. Kenji Lopez Alt, most shelf-stable recipes end up sacrificing flavor at the benefit of convenience. But you've probably also noticed that numerous companies make different ranch dressings. There's the Ken Steakhouse stuff, that Paul Newman guy. The list goes on. And given ranch's popularity, more competitors will enter the fray. It's inspiring when you think about it. A multi-million dollar industry sprang up because a guy in Alaska apparently decided he was tired of eating mayo and buttermilk separately.
Today's episode was written by Ben Bolin and produced by Tyler Klang. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. To hear more about ranch, check out an episode of my food podcast, Savor. The episode is called Ranch Dude, and Ben guests on it. And of course, for more on this and lots of other topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. Plus, for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.